This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I ate way too much. Man, I ate way too much. But I got to tell you, I slept good. All that tryptophan, that was kind of some yummy stuff. Corey, my husband, did most of the cooking. I think he did actually all of the cooking. I didn't really do much this year. Got kind of a lot going on. You know, family was in town and, you know, just, it was just kind of a different sort of, it was nice. It's nice. Still going on. And, I was really into football and I had a little money on the Bears, the Cowboys, and the Saints, and they all covered their spread. So I was a little distracted this Thanksgiving, but pretty happily so. And so that actually worked out really, really good and really, really nice. I was really happy. But you know what's interesting? Black Friday and all the mayhem that ensues. You know what's funny? There's this meme that I saw. I don't like calling them memes, but those are those little funny things that you see written, you know, and those like little stories or whatever. And I saw one that says Black Friday, because only in America people trample each other for sales exactly one day after being thankful for what they already have. Right? We spend the whole day being thankful for what we have just to race out of the house to try to hit Black Friday deals. So I do find that ironic. But I always like to talk about the history of things, because Black Friday, it's like a holiday. You know, it's interesting. I had to get my nails done, and I wanted to come in on Friday. And the nail salon was open actually Thanksgiving, but closed on Friday for Black Friday. I mean, people actually use this as a holiday. And I told you guys, I'm really jaded because, sorry, my nose is running. Years ago, when the Spider-Man movies first came out, I wanted to buy a bike for my kid. I told you guys this. And so I go to Walmart, and I'm there the Wednesday before Black Friday. And I'm like, look, you know what? I just have a feeling the prices are going to go up. What I need to get won't be there, so let me buy it now, because nobody's shopping the Wednesday before, you know, Thanksgiving, the day before. And I asked the gentleman to pull down the bike because it was on the rack up high. And he said, what are you doing? No, come back Friday. I go, well, I want to buy now because it could be gone. He goes, no, trust me, I'll be here. Come at 6 a.m. This is when I think Walmart opened at 6 a.m. or whatever time I woke up. They opened for Black Friday. Be here. All right, I'll get the bike for you and you'll see it'll be cheaper. So I did. I waited. So Friday morning, I was there. And the bike was gone, and all the other bikes were $20 more. Now, mind you, I'm a huge fan of Walmart, and I shop at Walmart. But after that, I was like, oh, hell no. Now, mind you, there are specials, right? There are like, and I'll tell you about some of them. There are specials that come with Black Friday and then this weekend. But when I saw that, I was like, okay, you know what? No. I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to buy something that's more expensive. And we always forget to do this, but we need to, like, you know, check our prices before the holidays and then see what's going to happen after. And a lot of times we think we're getting a deal and the prices are actually higher. Now, I have not seen Walmart do this since, because I made a lot of noise back then when that happened. But still, I wouldn't be surprised if other companies do this. So, I looked up Black Friday on history.com. I love history.com. And they said that the first recorded use of the term Black Friday was applied not to holiday shopping, but to financial crisis. Actually, the first time you saw Black Friday, I remember it in the 80s, right? There was a crash, but this was back in 1869, which I don't remember because I'm not that old. where the crash of the U.S. gold market occurred, September 24th, 1869. They say two notoriously ruthless Wall Street financiers, Jay Gould and Jim Fisk, worked together to buy up as much as they could of the nation's gold, hoping to drive the price sky high and sell it for astonishing profits. On that Friday in September, the conspiracy finally unraveled, and then it sent the stock market into a free fall. And they said it bankrupted everyone from Wall Street barons to farmers. This was in 1869. Now, there is a story, another story for Black Friday and post-Thanksgiving shopping, where after an entire year of operating at a loss, or stores were in the red, they would supposedly turn black, right, on the day after Thanksgiving, because holiday shoppers would blow a lot of money on discounted merchandise. So there's one theory that Black Friday originated because of profits going from the red to black. All right. Then there was another myth, not very popular, and that we do not think is true. According to history.com, why do I have a pop-up? Now a pop-up comes up. They say, according to History.com, in recent years, another myth has surfaced that gives a particularly ugly twist to the transition, claiming that back in the 1800s, southern plantation owners could buy slaves at a discount on the day after Thanksgiving. They say, though this version of Black Friday's roots has understandably led some to call for a boycott of the retail holiday, it has no basis in fact. That's according to History.com. But they say the true story behind Black Friday was back in the 1950s, police in the city of Philly used the term to describe the chaos that ensued on the day after Thanksgiving. There were suburban shoppers and tourists that would flood into the city in advance of the big Army-Navy football game held on that Saturday every year. And then Philly cops couldn't take the day off. They'd have to work overtime. There'd be a lot of shoplifters. And so by 1961, Black Friday had caught on in Philadelphia to the extent that the merchants tried to change it to Big Friday. They wanted to call it Big Friday to get rid of the negative connotations. And then by 1985, you just heard Black Friday used all over the place. And in the late 80s, retailers found a positive way to reinvent Black Friday, again, talking about how things went from red to black in terms of profits. So Black Friday used to actually have negative connotations. And so maybe we do need to call it Big Friday. You know, either way, there's supposed to be some really interesting deals out there. We'll talk to you guys about them when we get back. Plus, it looks like Japan has been hit by an earthquake right near Fukushima. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So like I said last segment, while we spent hours with family and friends being thankful for what we have, millions of people are now, right, trampling all over each other, fighting at the checkout line to try to get deals, some of which are really, really that good deals. According to the National Retail Federation, an estimated 135.8 million Americans plan to shop over this weekend, and 183.8 million said they would take advantage of online deals offered on Cyber Monday. Now, what's very interesting is we're hearing that the lines aren't that bad this year. Every year, we're hearing that the lines are going down. True, some places like Best Buy will probably have, a lot more of the electronic type stores are probably going to have bigger lines, but we're being told, according to CNBC, that shoppers pulled out their phones and shopped on Thanksgiving Day to spend more than ever before, potentially stealing some of Black Friday's thunder. Consumers in the U.S. had, get this, already spent $1.75 billion online by 5 p.m. That was on Thursday. Before the turkey got out of the oven, people had already spent $1.75 billion. That's up more than 28% from a year ago, according to Adobe Analytics. Adobe Analytics tracks transactions of 80 of the top 100 Internet retailers. Adobe said online sales on Thanksgiving Day are expected to hit a record $3.7 billion. Plus, people started lining up outside the stores Thursday night. Northeast had record cold temperatures. Where I lived, we didn't even need a jacket. And it was interesting because, you know, everybody, I was watching football, so I was good, because after the Cowboys game was the Saints game. So I had a good old time. I didn't need to leave the house. But, you know, it was starting to get boring. So people wanted to get out of the house, so they went to the store. So a lot of people have been criticizing stores for opening up on Thanksgiving, but I don't blame them. We started to see this during the recession where stores are like, look, why not early bird get the worm? Why not staff Thursday night so people after turkey dinner could go shopping? Why make people wait till Friday? And it was such a brilliant move that many of these companies made so much money. In fact, JCPenney, who's had issues, they opened their doors at 2 p.m. on Thursday. Best Buy, Kohl's, Macy's, Target opened at 5. Walmart opened at 6. In fact, some Walmart stores had free cookies and coffee. So a lot of doorbusters were offered Thanksgiving Day. They say Walmart Chief Merchandising Officer Steve Bratspy said traffic was steady all Thursday night in stores across the country. The company launched their online deals Wednesday evening at 10 p.m., 2 hours earlier than in 2017. And millions of people were already shopping on Walmart.com. So the National Retail Federation is predicting that we will gain sales this year, an average of 3.9%, a bump ranging from 4.3% to 4.9%. And again, economy is better, it's stronger, people want to spend the money they have, they're convinced that some of these Black Friday deals are really deals. So, yeah, so let's see what kind of deals are out there. Well, I've wanted to do the Ancestry.com for a little while now, or the 23andMe. And I guess usually those tests are about $69 to $99, the Ancestry DNA, the cheapest one. Well, apparently, it's $49 right now on Ancestry.com. It's a popular DNA testing kit. So that you could get. It's one of the cheapest rates we've seen now for a while. There's also a Brother P-Touch label maker. Usually it sells for $25 to $35, and they get for $9.99. So some of you guys that need to buy things for the office, now may be the time to do that. A Google Home mini smart speaker with Google Assistant, $25 at Target. They said they've never seen such a price like that. It's according to USA Today. Then the Harry Josh Pro Dryer, that's $174. That's a hair dryer. Really? $174 for a hair dryer? It just blows air. Why would anybody spend that money? All right. Well, $174 hair dryer. You know what? Maybe my hair would look better if I actually did use something like that. An Instant Pot Duo 60 7-in-1 multi-cooker cooker. That is $59 on Amazon. You save about $40. Then you have the Kindle Paperwhite. That's $79.99. It's like the updated version of the Kindle e-reader. And then you have a LG 55-inch C8 OLED 4K TV. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. $1,600. Apparently, it usually goes for $2,200. Again, you can buy this on Amazon. The Nintendo Switch with blue and red Joy-Con. I guess those are for people into gaming. That's $259 or $260. You save about $40. A Vitamix blender. Oh, Vitamita Vegemin. Yeah, that was from I Love Lucy. This is called Vitamix. It's a blender for $299. And then Sunny Noise Canceling Headphones, $198 on Amazon. Noise canceling headphones are pretty nice. Usually those are about $150. Oh, no. You know, usually they're like $300. So, yeah, so that actually saves you some money. I know, they're cheaper. See, you see what I'm talking about, you see? So, you know, go online. You guys, usually if there's something you've always wanted, you pretty much know the price. You can be able to tell if the price went down. Apparently a lot of these stores now are being very, very wily when it comes to apps and allowing you to buy online. I've gotten texts all morning long on what Black Friday specials there are. And, you know, they're looking pretty good. So I'm honestly for the hype around the holidays because I want people spending money. In order for us to have a vibrant economy, we need that. And again, I'm a little nervous about what's going to happen, you know, with the economy to come. So, especially with the new Congress. So, you know, enjoy, get some good deals. Don't overspend. And if you do end up, you know, not going shopping and need some ideas for some cheap gifts, but good gifts, I'll help you out with that because there's some cool stuff out there that you can do that's not that expensive. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A powerful earthquake in Japan, this is breaking news, has struck 5.3 on the Richter scale, from what I understand, about 30 miles near Fukushima. This happened, now some of you listen to me live, some of you don't, but this happened early Friday morning. They say so far no major damage or injuries have been reported and no tsunami warning has been issued. They say one Twitter user said they felt it as far away as Tokyo. They had tweeted, it was an earthquake, I felt that too, I'm staying in Tokyo on a holiday, I just felt my whole Airbnb shake. Another said he felt a long rattling in Yokohama. That's about 300 kilometers away from Fukushima. Now, Fukushima is the capital city of Fukushima Prefecture, Japan. That was subject to the nuclear disaster back in 2011. It's in the northern part of Nakadori, according to the Sun. That's the central region of the prefecture. And the city is near the mountains, and it's the location of the only, I guess, racetrack, they say. But if you remember, March 11th, 2011, an earthquake and tsunami occurred, and the earthquake affected the city's water supply. There were issues with nuclear spill. There's been medical fallout from that, or even being told that some of the fish had gotten contaminated, and a whole variety of other issues that still haven't even been quantitated, because that was only back in 2011, and sometimes it takes years to see the sequelae of that. So earthquakes, unfortunately, are not rare, you know, in that neck of the woods, but unfortunately, because of what happened, it's something that we're watching, so we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I think last week, some workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo, their hotel got hit, and they had to be extracted out of there, try to fight the Ebola crisis. The World Health Organization is now saying that babies are catching Ebola. In an update published this week, the UN Health Agency reported 36 new confirmed cases of Ebola, including 7 of the newborn babies and infants younger than 2. 6 cases were reported in children aged between 2 and 17. 1 case was in a pregnant woman. Now, Ebola typically affects adults. It can affect children. In fact, the Ground Zero child, or the Ground Zero subject back in 2013, 2014 was a child. We'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Demonstrators in Paris called the Yellow Jackets clash with police on the famed Champs-Élysées as they protest against rising fuel prices. Thousands of police officers try to contain the protests and roadblocks by drivers angry not only about the fuel prices, but Emmanuel Macron's presidency in general. In San Francisco, the Golden Gate Ferry crashes into the dock. This witness, Kelly Sherber, who was dining at a restaurant in the San Francisco Ferry building, tells KGO-TV she was frightened to see the ferry barreling toward the building.
Oh my God. I thought it was going to go straight into the restaurant, so I started running the opposite direction.
The ferry struck so hard the boat will have to be towed, and it broke the concrete and metal railing on the deck. Two people reported minor injuries. Passengers on the boat and those sitting in the restaurant said they could tell the ferry was going way too fast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a lot of us were surprised because I believe it was Tuesday evening before people got out of Dodge for Thanksgiving, the CDC had sent out a tweet telling us that there's a romaine lettuce outbreak. They don't know where it's coming from, where the source is, so just don't eat it. And if you don't know if you even have romaine, just throw it out. See ya. And so I was a little vocal about asking somebody to clock back in and just maybe tell us what the hell is going on. Because you couldn't get a salad anywhere in my town. Nobody knew what the hell was going on. Thanksgiving yesterday, I had to eat green bean casserole. You guys know what I think of green bean casserole. I would have rather had some lettuce. I think I would have rather had some E. coli tainted lettuce, to be honest, in the green bean casserole, but that's neither here nor there. Well, luckily somebody did clock back in. Okay. Somebody did decide to stay at work. And the commissioner of the FDA said on Thursday that the multi-state E. coli outbreak revealed earlier this week was thought to be connected to romaine lettuce grown in California. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tweeted on Thanksgiving, saying his agency is still working to determine the E. coli source, but have drawn a link to the West Coast. FDA continues to investigate source of E. coli outbreak traced to romaine. We believe it's related to lettuce harvested from California, Gottlieb wrote. We hope to have more information on Monday, isolating the growing region. New crop will soon harvest from other regions. So, again, they're kind of letting us know to back off until Monday. I mean, I don't understand that. I'm a doctor. I always work Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, I'm working now. I just don't get, I understand people need holidays. And, you know, with the government, it's paid holiday, by the way. Government workers get paid off. So you really don't have a lot of people volunteering to work. But when you have something this huge, where you scare the hell out of the country, telling them not to eat romaine lettuce, and everybody has to throw away their product, which costs a lot of money, by the way, okay? Because romaine lettuce is more expensive than iceberg lettuce, and imagine, you know, stores and restaurants, right, that stocked all this. It would have been kind of nice for you to give us a little bit more specifics or have somebody on the clock this weekend figuring it out so we can move forward. Instead, we're being told we'll have more information on Monday. So, at least 32 people have gotten sick. 13 have been hospitalized as a result of an outbreak that they believe has been connected to romaine lettuce, according to the FDA. So far, 11 states have seen cases, including California, which reported 10. The latest illness onset was on October 31st. So the FDA said people should not eat romaine lettuce until more is known about the source of the contaminated lettuce, the status of the outbreak. And again, we won't know more until after the holiday. They say a traceback investigation is underway to find the source of the romaine lettuce consumed by individuals who became ill. So what are they worried about? They're worried about E. coli. E. coli, you could unfortunately get on your lettuce if it gets contaminated by sewage. So that's a pretty messed up situation. Now, we're being told by Gottlieb that the FDA has appreciated the cooperation of the California and Arizona leafy green marketing agreements on our advice to voluntarily withdraw potentially contaminated romaine from the market. So that's voluntarily recall. Romaine lettuce are the ones where it's like darker green and they're longer heads. Iceberg lettuce are more round. Romaine is kind of longer. Kind of, yeah, it's sexier. Romaine lettuce is a much sexier stalk of lettuce. You know, like if you go to a fancy restaurant and they charge $20 for the salad, you'll be like, wait, please. What they'll do is they'll throw a couple, like, pieces or hearts of romaine lettuce and, like, drizzle some. I could make a $20 salad. I really should open up a restaurant. I see what these people do. You know, that's what really gets me about these fancy restaurants. I know I'm going off on a tangent here. But every now and then I'll go to a fancy restaurant. I don't really like to spend that kind of money, but sometimes somebody else is paying. So I go. And, you know, at my house, I'll buy some chicken. I'll maybe soak it in some teriyaki or some butter and garlic or whatever. And I don't know, that cost me, what, maybe $5-6 for that piece of chicken. Yet, you go to a fancy restaurant, and they have a $59 plate of chicken. And I'm like, what are they doing to that chicken to add an extra $54 to the price? Well, it is a little tender. It's less meat than mine. It's smaller. And they plate it nicer. But I'm like, it's chicken. What the hell's going on here? Maybe they'll add some couscous. And maybe there'll be a nice little slice of romaine lettuce. But, yeah, I don't know. I just don't get how restaurants do things. But we pay for it. You know, if we're going to pay for it, I don't blame them. All right, so that's what's going on there. We'll keep you guys posted. A Colorado woman pleads guilty to embezzling Girl Scout cookie profits. A Western Colorado woman has pleaded guilty because she embezzled and took the money out of her daughter's troop funds. The Daily Centennial, or Sentinel, reported Wednesday that 32-year-old Jennifer Hooten of Clifton pleaded guilty to felony theft on September 13th and was ordered to pay $1,400 of restitution as part of a deferred judgment. The deferred judgment means her case will be dismissed if she meets court-ordered conditions in the next 2 years. She was arrested after other scout leaders discovered a bank account that should have had about $2,400 of cookie profits was overdrawn. An arrest warrant affidavit says Hooten told officers she had planned to return the money before the theft was discovered. So she borrowed the Girl Scouts' money. The affidavit said she sent other troop leaders a check for $1,000 after police interviewed her. You know, I always wondered about that because, you know, in movies they would make jokes about mugging a Girl Scout. And I was a Girl Scout for a little bit. I was a Brownie and then I was a Girl Scout. And I remember when my mom always freaking out about us, like, selling cookies and stuff because of the money. You know, we don't want to be responsible for the money because if it gets lost, you know, people will think we stole it. And if my mom didn't have the extra money, she wouldn't want to have to replenish something that I lost. So if I did get mugged on the school bus or something, that means my parents would have to come out of pocket. And they were poor. They didn't have the extra money. The last thing they needed is to have to come up with an extra $200. And so I never really sold Girl Scout cookies. I never really kind of got involved with that. Why? Because, again, the fear of something could happen to the money. Just bad luck, somebody steal it from us, whatever. So when you actually have somebody do that, I mean, and maybe she really borrowed it. Maybe she's like, look, I just need to borrow it, and then I'll put the money back before anybody notices. No. The Girl Scouts is a big organization, and I'm amazed at all the great work they do. But do not underestimate the Girl Scouts, okay? Don't underestimate any woman, for that matter. We watch the money. We know exactly what's going on. You know, I tell my husband this all the time. I may not balance a checkbook, and I may not log into the bank, but I could tell if one penny is withdrawn. Don't ask. It's just this sixth sense. It's because we're nesters. We know where every twig in that nest is. So if one little baby snap happens, our beak is going to be all up in your cloaca, to put it lightly. So don't mess with the Girl Scouts. Don't mess with us women. Don't steal money. Now, speaking of women, we're being told that women don't do as well when they have heart attacks. Why? Well, you'll see. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. So this study or this report was being made a headline today at CNN News, where more than 8,200 women in England and Wales could have survived heart attacks over the course of a decade if they had received the same quality care as men. This isn't the first time a study has come out saying women have less of a chance of surviving because they don't get the same care that men do. And I want to take studies like this with a grain of salt because I think it could be misinterpreted as, well, you know, a man, you know, gets treated better than a woman, and so the man, I don't think it's that. I think there's other factors at play, and so indirectly, some women may fare worse, and we're going to talk about that. But first, according to their research, the research was part funded by the British Heart Foundation and published in the journal Heart, and it revealed that women were less likely than men to receive guideline care for heart attacks. Scientists at the University of Leeds found that women in the UK had more than double the median rate of death than men in the 30 days after heart attacks. Their findings revealed that 5.2% of women died in the same period after a heart attack, compared with only 2.3% of men, representing a 2.26-fold increase in relative risk of death. They say, we know women are dying due to unequal heart attack care. And now we've identified the shortfalls we need to target to save lives. They say we need to tackle these, according to Dr. Chris Gales, professor of cardiovascular medicine at the University of Leeds and senior author, we need to tackle the false perception that heart attacks are only a male health issue. This leads to inadequate care for women. He's right about that, both at the time and after heart attacks. So figures from the study looked at 70,000 women go to the hospital every year in the UK with heart attacks. Up to 25,000 of them die. Researchers estimate that 8,200 of the deaths recorded between 2003 and 2013 could have been avoided, and that's in England and Wales. In America, the numbers are obviously much higher. The study also found that women who had a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, which is a type of heart attack that affects older individuals and carries greater risks, the non-ST elevation, they were 34% less likely to receive timely coronary angiographies within 72 hours of the first symptoms. But women with ST elevated myocardial infarctions, also a very serious type of heart attack, that's where the coronary artery is completely blocked, they were 2.7% less likely to receive vital treatments. All right, so they say, in conclusion, a woman who suffers a heart attack has a higher risk of dying than if she were male. So, all right, here we go. First, let's go back to that one study where women present differently with heart attacks than men. So men appear to be more likely to go, oh, I got the chest pain. And, oh, it's going to my left arm. Women may not present that way all the time. They may say, oh, I can't catch my breath. Or, oh, I feel a little lightheaded. Or, gosh, I feel nauseous. I told you about that time a woman came in thinking she had a bladder infection. And she was really nauseous. Well, she had a heart attack the night before. Never had chest pain. So if a man comes in saying, I have chest pain, and a woman comes in saying, I have a bladder infection, obviously the guy is going to get the EKG and the woman is going to get the urinalysis test. It wasn't until I gave her the nausea medicine that we were able to induce the second heart attack and see, wow, she had a heart attack. Otherwise, she came in complaining that she had a bladder infection, and she was a little nauseous. That case blew my mind. So one issue we have is women may not present the same classical way that men do, which means if you're a woman or if you're a man hanging out with a woman and there's a lady next to you saying she feels lightheaded, she feels dizzy, she's having some trouble breathing, she feels winded, she feels nauseated, her tummy hurts, and if she has chest pain, any of those could be her having a heart attack. Now, as an ER doc, previous ER doc for a short time, as well as many other medical professionals, know, heart attack is always number one on our list. But we do think about it more with the men, because the majority of our patients who have heart attacks are still male. But that doesn't mean we can ignore the female. And again, if a female isn't, you know, able to convey to us that she's having cardiac issues, we don't always check the heart. Now, I guess there's screening guidelines that don't even bring up an EKG. It's not recommended for us to routinely EKG people over 40 or 50. Oh, to hell with that. I'm going to do it. Now, let's start going into the whole female-male anatomy thing. So there was that study that came out last year, and I think another study came out this year, saying women are less likely to get CPR because male bystanders do not want to be accused of touching anything or looking like they accidentally groped or took advantage. And so a woman lying in the street is less likely to have somebody touch her chest than a male. And, I understand why people are apprehensive. Nobody wants to be accused of sexual assault. Unfortunately, people can die at the process of that. And that's our fault as women, because we've let some of our sisters falsely accuse men who were trying to help them. I mean, you know, I had been bullying with one of my friends, and he's gay. And I had gotten up really quickly, because it was my turn to bowl, and I guess I fainted. And I fell face forward towards him, and he caught me, but he caught me by grabbing my breasts and under my arm. But he caught me, so I didn't break my face. I was so grateful. Even if he wasn't gay, I wouldn't have said anything. I would have been fine with that. Again, they stopped me from falling on my face. Yet there's been cases going, oh, you touched me? Oh, you what? So, of course, you know, there's that hesitancy. Then I'm hearing that a lot of female patients tell me that their doctor doesn't even listen to their heart. Well, I've heard women accuse their male doctors of being inappropriate when they put the stethoscope on their chest. Well, you have to listen to the heart. There's at least four areas of the heart you need to listen to, and one is under the breast. We teach our medical students to ask the patient to lift her breast so we can listen to the under part of the heart. Now, most doctors out there in real life don't do that. Me, I'll use my stethoscope, put it under the breast, and listen to the heart so nobody has to actually manipulate and move the breast. But to really get a good exam of the heart, you have got to listen to, you know, all four listening points on the chest. Now, a lot of us don't. We do fine. I'm hearing a lot of male doctors are like, you know what, just go get, you know, have the nurse do your EKG. You know, they just don't go near there. And again, they're only as good, you know, to other patients as long as they're able to practice. And an accusation of, oh, you know, well, he touched my breast. Well, then, you know what, fine, forget it. When I was on air years ago, there was a, one of my listeners asked, said that the doctor, rather than undressing her, went through the arm of the gown to get to the side of her heart. Well, he did that so she didn't feel exposed, but she had a problem with that. So, you know, women may be less inclined to have their shirts off and examined because of the awkwardness and, you know, the issues that could arise. That's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hearing a lot about CBD these days? Yes, but which CBD products can you trust? Which website can provide proper education about CBD along with high-quality products? The answer? CBDonly.com. CBD, or cannabidiol, is one of hundreds of compounds found in the cannabis plant and one that contains a variety of medicinal benefits. Many doctors are starting to recommend CBD to their patients as an alternative or supplement to some pharmaceutical medications. CBD is becoming widely known to relieve pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Unlike THC that is found in the plant, CBD does not have psychoactive effects. In other words, it does not give the effect of being high. All CBDonly.com products are lab tested to ensure the highest quality standards. Shop CBDonly.com for CBD oils, edibles, vapes, skincare, even CBD for your pets. That's CBDonly.com. And to receive 15% off your order on CBDonly.com, use discount code CBDNOW. Remember, shop for CBD products you can trust. Shop CBDonly.com, your CBD superstore.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.